Oh, this is still me. Okay, so next myth. Young children pick up mathematics concepts naturally, don't they? Through play and in their daily lives. Direct instruction is unnecessary and developmentally inappropriate. Okay, we got to address this, right? Yes, yes, children do pick up mathematics ideas through their play. Some of them, you know, even have sort of a propensity to do it more easily than others, okay? And it's in the world around them. That's very, very true. Not sure that that really means that we shouldn't be providing them with some scaffolding or some assistance. So I want to talk to you about that. Vygotsky, one of our favorite developmental theorists, suggests that there are different kinds of concepts or understandings, okay? So there are spontaneous concepts that originate in the child's personal experience, and they can become mediators to understand more complex concepts. But those more complex concepts or scientific concepts, for most of us, originate in classroom discussion. You know, that's where we hear about the words that are commonly used to describe things, right? So what they do is they connect to what the child has already experienced. They help transform it. They help organize it. They help create a system of thinking for the child. They help crystallize those ideas into something that's truly mathematical in the case of mathematics. And in fact, these two things feed back and forth. So just because a child does learn some things just from being in the world doesn't mean that there isn't a place for something that happens in the classroom. The National Council of Teachers of Mathematics and the National Association for the Education of Young Children issued a joint position statement in 2002. It was really about what should early mathematics look like? Okay, what should it be? And I'm just going to point out a couple of the things they said because I think they pertain to the developmental appropriateness question, right? They said that good early mathematics should enhance children's natural interest. So building on a natural interest, that's a very developmentally appropriate constructivist idea about, you know, this is still good early childhood education. Building on children's varying experiences, including their family, linguistic, and cultural backgrounds. So when we talk about early math, this is not what I'm talking about. And I think this is what people think. You know, they automatically go to, what's the simplest math I can think of? And because you know, unless you've studied it, this is what I thought of if you asked me 3 years ago what was early math, okay? But that's problematic, because that ain't it. You know, I think early math can look like this. It can happen in the block corner. It can happen when children are moving their bodies through space, playing outside. It can happen when they're cooking. And when they're doing whatever kinds of things they're interested in that are often the part of any kind of good preschool education. So math can be in all of that stuff.
So if we're going to create engaging math activities for children, oftentimes teachers first think manipulatives. And if you don't know what that means, it means hands-on materials for kids. So the blocks, kind of what we saw, counting bears, dice, games, things that are mathematical that kids can engage with their hands. And yes, that is a piece of mathematics, but it's not enough. And so many teachers who sort of say, well, I set up a math center and I have all these materials, aren't the kids going to learn math? Our message to the teacher is they need to go in that math corner. And yes, they need to explore the materials, but you need to be there with them and help them talk about what they're doing. There was a study out of the University of Chicago that showed there's a significant relationship between the amount of math-related talk by preschool teachers and the growth of mathematics knowledge in their children over the school year. So just providing the exposure and letting kids explore is not enough. That's the starting point. But the teacher giving that scientific concept, like what Jennifer was saying, helping children realize that, hey, what we're doing is math. Helping them begin to put it into a system to formalize their discoveries is how their conceptual understanding really grows. Sure, yeah, jump in.
I just want to you probably are going to touch on this, but with the parents, I would think that you can model and show them that this is how you're going about teaching. That, like a parent-teacher conferences, or anytime parents, you know, have questions about what the children are learning, then you can show them or talk to them about what you're doing in your classroom to facilitate that math.
That's a great point. And so many of our teachers that we work with bring up that concern of, well, parents don't know what early math is. And when I don't send home the worksheets, the parents think we're either not doing math or we're not doing the right math. And so there is a big parent education piece to this. And I think, you know, I would love to get to the point where, you know, most parents, there's a pretty good consensus that you read to early, to young children. There's a pretty, you know, most people agree that that's a good thing and it has a payoff in the future if you read with your young kids. I'd love to get to that point where there was the same kind of consensus of saying you talk about numbers with your kids and you sort laundry with your kids and you make that a math activity. You mathematize it so that kids are learning those mathematical things in the same natural, fun way that they learn to love books because they read them at home. Kids love patterns. They love to count. And if it's supported in the same way, you would just be shocked how much they can do. There's a kindergarten teacher who now does a lot of math education, Angela Andrews. She's actually local. She taught in Naperville. And this is one of my favorite quotes. The way she told it was great because she kind of said, I'm going to shatter your held, you know, your what you hold dear and say, children do not learn by doing. Because, you know, that's what we are always told. Children learn by doing. She said, they don't learn by doing. And, you know, the audience went, oh, you know, what are you going to say? But she said, they learn by talking and thinking about what they're doing. And I think that's so powerful. The manipulatives are just a means to the end. You know, learning to sort by color, that doesn't matter unless the child says, oh, look, teacher, the red ones go here and the blue ones go here. And then the teacher says, where does this yellow one go? That's the kind of talk. But just sort of the spontaneous sorting isn't enough. And so, you know, it's our mantra when we work with teachers is that it's really in the math talk, that getting kids to talk with each other and with the teacher about mathematics is really where you get a lot of power and the big payoff.
Well, and if you recall those process standards, that when we had that big geometric shape up here that had some of those font problems, in the center were process standards that describe the kinds of experiences children need to have. So solving a problem, making a connection, reasoning and proof, which means trying to demonstrate that something is or isn't true.
How do you know that? How do you know that?
All of those things, they can happen when a kid is playing by herself or with another kid. Sometimes they're not likely to happen without the intervention of the teacher who's watching for moments when she can help children begin to encounter those questions themselves. So asking those really good questions, that's the power of the teaching thing.